101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl, an American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American girl. Well, she's got
Muskie 101.
The southern wind sings again, and not a lullaby.
Baby powder beaching to my feet has got me rolling, and the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea, and the wicked is a churn as the southern wind sings again a night lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, or lose yourself again as the southern wind.
There's a place the locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountain. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again a night lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, or lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again a night lullaby.
La 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 la.
You could find me where the music meets the ocean,
If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by and jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You could jump right in. Oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again and not a lullaby. Southern wind sings again and not a lullaby. Not a lullaby.
Zach Brown Band here on Muskie Country, right out of Hayward. Greg Anderson with you. That was Jump Right In, and yes, I will. Don't mind if I do. Trisha Yearwood started this hour with X's and O's, and we'll keep it going in just a minute. Rodney Atkins, Zach Top, Tracy Byrd up next. And like every day, we'll follow that with a look at today's date in history. A war that went on for 335 years. Have you ever heard of a war that long? Okay, should have thought about that a little harder. A bloodless war for that long. No musket fired, nothing. I've got the details coming up. Here's Watching You on Muskie 101.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. Then this side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight, he crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you. Thank you.
listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie.
All I've got.
She's the only thing in life to me that's really real. She is love. She's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make a flower grow. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all.
Tracy Byrd on Musky Country, Don't Take Her, She's All I Got. Following Zach Top with I Never Lie. All right, we're here on the Musky Country afternoon show where the tea is strong, the opinions are stronger. Grab your own mug, brace yourself. Today we're talking about a war that lasted 335 years. But don't panic, because like I said before the break, nobody actually fought in it. Not a single weapon fired or swung. Basically, the chillest war in history. So, what was the 335 years war? Supposedly between the Netherlands, the Dutch, and the Isles of Scilly? I saw this morning and I misread it as Sicily. I was thinking, why did England declare war on part of Italy? But why did the Dutch declare war on part of Italy? But it's weirder than that. The Isles of Scilly are actually, and I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing that right, are actually tiny islands off the coast of England, which is why I misspoke a moment ago. Back in the mid-1600s, England was basically in the middle of its civil war. It was the Royalists against the Parliamentarians. And don't worry, you don't have to remember either of that. What is important is that somehow the Dutch got involved, basically because Europe back then was a big pile of angry, hungry hamsters crawling around on top of each other in the same box. So, the Dutch were allies with Parliamentarians, and they got annoyed when the Royalists were hiding out in the Scilly Islands. So they declared war just on the islands, not on England, their real enemy, just the islands, because, you know, logic. Here's the kicker. They declared war, they added the war to the to-do pile, and then promptly forgot. They did nothing. No battles, no blockades. They sent one dusty letter, and then everyone just sort of forgot about it. Fast forward to 1986. Somebody apparently opened that old to-do drawer or something. A historian found, in digging through archives, we Dutch people are technically at war for the last 300 years. So they actually contacted the Dutch ambassador, they contacted the local officials of the Scilly Islands, and they basically said, hey, we're not even sure this was a real declaration of war because we've lost all the records about it. And that's true. They weren't even 100% sure that the letter had been ratified, that it carried any weight, but everybody involved felt that, hey, we can declare that we're at peace just to be safe. So that's exactly what they did. 1986, after 335 years, a semi-existent war came to an end, right in time for shoulder pads and synth pop. Thinking we probably should have just stuck it with the muskets and, let's freeze time right there, shall we? That's the 335 years war for you here on the Musky Country Afternoon Show. History's fun. If you're wondering why I study it, it's because you don't. If you studied history, you wouldn't wonder why. Check out the weather later this hour. How about a six-pack until then? Six of your favorites right in a row on Musky 101.
Musky 101.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Muskie 101.
John 3:16. greatest station I've ever listened to. It's great.
Nobody plays more country.
Muskie 101.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. On a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
One FM, Muskie 101.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by the levee, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride pedal to the floorboard. She begging for more, sipping on apple pie. Shine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop it down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Coke Buzz Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my give-up, need a
pick a 9 to 5, but that's all right, 'cause I'm running every red light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned, bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride.
Brian Martin here on Muskie Country. We Ride was preceded by Keith Urban and Brad Paisley. It's three in a row for you. I've got three more. That's what we call a six-pack here on Muskie Country. Thanks for splitting this six-pack with me. Shenandoah, Jake Owen, Jason Aldean up next. Then the Sorta Sports Report on Muskie 101. Here's the church on Cumberland Road.
Just about a mile off of 109, there's a little church sitting back in the pines. I promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised if she was standing there crying.
Better variety of country.
Muskie 101.
A full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by. They hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa. A barefoot blue jean night. 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 Oh, it's a barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot
gets up before the dawn, packs a lunch and a thermos full of coffee. It's another day in the dusty haze. Those burning rays are wearing down his body. The diesel's worth the price of gold. It's the cheapest grain he's ever sold, but he's still tractor another round and pulls a plow across the ground and sends up another prayer. He says, Lord, I never complain, I never ask why. Please don't let my dreams run dry. Underneath, underneath this Amarillo storm back in 83 sure did take a toll on his family. He stayed strong and carried on just like his dad and granddad did before him. On his knees every night he prays, please let my crops and children grow. Another prayer. He says, Lord, I never complain, I never ask why. Please don't let my dreams run dry. Underneath, underneath this Amarillo sky. And he takes a tractor another round, another round, another round, another round. And he takes a tractor another round, another round. He says, I never complain, I never ask why. Please don't let my dreams run dry. Underneath, underneath this Amarillo sky.
Jason Aldean, Amarillo Sky. Second half of the 3 o'clock hour on Musky Country means time for the Sorta Sports Report, the segment where we cover the quirky corners and the finicky fringes of the sports world. First up, some baseball. The Tampa Bay Rays still without a proper home after Hurricane Milton damaged Tropicana Field last year. For now, they're playing their games at the Yankees' spring training park known as Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. On Tuesday night, though, the minor league charm came with some major league weirdness. The game had to be delayed because of an annoying whistling noise coming from the stadium speakers, and umpires had to literally stop the game until someone found the source and cut the noise. No word if the sound system has caught interest from other teams. Milwaukee, I bet. I mean, can you put the sound system in at pitching? To the world of memorabilia, a Roger Maris jersey, keeping it in baseball-ish news. Roger Maris jersey expected to fetch up to $2 million at auction later this month. The same jersey he wore when he hit his 59th homer during the 1961 season, which actually sold a few years ago for just under $250,000. But prices have soared since then after another jersey Maris wore that year when he hit 5 home runs, went for $1.6 million back in February. That's what tariffs do to jersey prices, I guess. Finally, Olympic surfing news with a splash of controversy. For the 2028 Summer Olympics in LA, organizers have snubbed Huntington Beach. It's the only word I can think of. Known worldwide as Surf City USA. But instead, the surfing events will be hosted down at Trestles Beach in San Clemente, farther south. Huntington Beach also got passed over for beach volleyball, which will be held in Long Beach. But you can't tell me Long Beach is a bad spot for volleyball. Ouch, though. Double wipeout. That's it for the Sorta Sports Report today. Weird, wavy, and occasionally whistling here on Musky 101. Check of the news, weather, and local info next.
Musky 101.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Republican Party of Wisconsin introduced a new process for replacing local party officials earlier this week. The new rules were approved by the state Republican Party's executive committee on Sunday in an attempt to cut down on what they call egregious behavior and infighting between state party leadership and local officials and organizers. The new code of conduct requires local, regional, and state party members to treat other party officials with respect, support candidates endorsed by the party, and prohibits harassment of other party members. Wisconsin researchers are sounding the alarm over the Trump administration's proposed cuts to funding for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Experts say the proposed cuts could lead to the elimination of all funding for climate, water, and ocean research, including programs that forecast severe weather. The funding cuts could also jeopardize research used to monitor weather, wind, and water conditions on the Great Lakes. That research is used to provide residents with safety information on things like rip currents or algae blooms. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Barron on Wednesday to speak with local officials on challenges facing the area. During a tour of a reconstructed downtown corridor, local officials identified access to childcare as a significant problem in the area. The tour came 2 days after the Rice Lake Board of Education voted to approve the construction of a childcare facility at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire-Barron County campus. Governor Evers is also seeking nearly $500 million in funding for childcare in his budget proposal. The Essentia Health Spooner Clinic has added a new option for patients who need immediate but non-emergency care. On Monday, the organization officially launched a new walk-in care option for residents. The walk-in care is meant for patients suffering from minor injuries or illnesses that don't require hospitalization but do require timely treatment. Residents can take advantage of the new healthcare option without making an appointment. The walk-in care services will be available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Musky 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms for tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, still a cloudy sky, some showers lingering in the area, high temperatures into the upper 40s. Drier and pleasant for the weekend, upper 40s on Saturday, mid-50s Sunday. Right now it's 53.
Musky 101.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's
trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride, but it's fine, cause it's kinda my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kinda my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kinda my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Definitely more music.
It's your country.
101.1.
Musky 101.
We were born in this little town. Growing up, I was counting down every single day till we made our getaway. You said you could never see yourself trying to make a life anywhere else. This would be your home, and I was on my own. But ever since you said goodbye, I've been out here on the wind. And baby, you would be surprised at all the places you have been. I've seen you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard. Arizona, dancing across the desert, watching the sun set in Monterey. Girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia. Nowadays, when I'm passing through, the conversation always turns to you. And I hear you're doing fine, living out by the county line. Got a man that's home every night, a couple of kids, and the kind of life that you want to lead. Guess you could say the same for me.
places all those years ago. Still I know I'll hear your voice and see you down the road. Maybe in Oklahoma, driving across the prairie. In Dallas, Texas, isn't that where we always said we would like to try? Never did, so maybe.
Musky 101.
God is a temple. That's what we're taught. Well, I've treated this one like an old honky-tonk. Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. 'Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind real slow. My friends all grew up, they settled down. Built nice little houses on the outskirts of town. They work in their office, drive SUVs. They pray for their babies and they worry about me. 'Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind real slow.
FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen.